numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Well, hi there, and welcome everyone to the magical world of numbers. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Summers. You know, they always say host. Well, I'm like a girl. I'm a hostess kind of thing. Actor, actress, whatever. Anyway, I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Summers. I'm an esoteric numerologist, an ancient tarot card reader, a student of astrology, and when I visit with you each week, I bundle all of my information as much as I can on this one-hour show, to visit with you, to empower you, to give you some understanding about what is behind these numbers that keep showing up in your life. Your birth certificate name tells me tons about you as a soul from other lifetimes, and your memories and your gifts and your tools that you bring into this lifetime, and your birthday number tells me a lot about your personality. Your age tells me something about you. Now, we can't go into all of that each time we visit each week, but I do want to give you information that hopefully helps you to understand a little bit more about you as a precious soul, as a precious essence of God, who has decided yet again, and what on earth were you thinking, decided to come back into the human being form, the third dimension, which is like sticky peanut butter of vibrations that a soul has to kind of trudge on through. And from what my readings and my understanding is, that the angels and the master guides admire us so much for taking on this hard job to spiritually grow through. And numbers are codes, like a stenographer shorthand. When we visit each week, we just, you know, take just a little piece of you, a little freckle on the face, I call it, to just scratch the surface about how valuable understanding the ancient codes, the ancient number codes are as they play themselves out as symbols, as codes of information in your personal life. A lot of you who are listening wanted to know more about you particularly, so you contacted me on my website, elizabethsummers.com. I also have a wonderful show page connected to the magical world of numbers on BBS Radio. And you've contacted me and you have requested that I do bigger readings for you, hour-long readings for you, all tape-recorded, include some astrology, a lot of paperwork to help you understand who you are. So on my website, elizabethsummers.com, click on that tab, Readings and Channelings, look over the services that I offer to you and see what works for you. That's fine with me. You're welcome to call me then or email me, somehow connect to me, and you can have your reading with me on the phone or sometimes, because my work literally goes all around the world now, thanks to BBS Radio, because people in France don't want to be on the phone with me, you know what I mean, long distance. I simply do their reading. I provide all the information about what it is that they've requested, and off it goes on international mail. You can do the same thing. So do check out that website, ElizabethSummers.com. You know, each week when you come to visit with me, I have to tell you to be sure that you have pencil and paper in hand. First of all, there's a lot of details. There's a lot of information that I try to give to you to empower you. Oh, I get that. And from the emails that I'm getting from my listeners, it's quite exciting. They're like light bulb moments going all over the place here in everyone's lives when they get to an understanding that numerology, as old as astrology, is an ancient tool. Just like tarot cards are simply tools, and way back when, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, when intuitives and psychics and readers and what have you who had the gifts, the natural intuitive gifts that we all have, but it was much more highly developed within their beingness, when they had to go underground, if you will, because of the political and religious systems that were in play at that time, they simply developed a system, a packet of cards. 78 cards that as a theme, as an issue of human being experience, travels the character of those 78 cards, which is called the Fool. Doesn't mean we are a fool, you know, it has a different meaning here. Just say it means that it's an innocent person who is traveling through life dealing with human being issues of emotions and money and stress and career and business and all of that. Those are the themes that are in the tarot cards. And I add to that knowingness of the tarot cards, the ancient tarot cards. I add to that the ancient, I mean we're talking thousands of year old ancient, codes, formulas, systems that were developed by highly evolved spirit beings. You know, I kind of hate to say it in all humility, but better than I am, maybe even better than you, who knows, in their connection to the spirit world. And they developed these codes because on one hand, there were not books. There were not scrolls. There were not even alphabets, and they used slashes and digits and whatever in their cultures for one purpose, to simply convey the wisdom of the elders to those that came after them, the elders. And that sacred information connected to energy, that sacred information connected to sound, that sacred information connected to spiritual growth on a human being level has been passed down to us. And for some reasons, my little soul has decided that this is my specialty in this lifetime. This is what I am good at. Decoding, if you will. And mixing into the little pot of soup of gifts and skills, the ability to be a medium, an intercessor between the spirit world and the human being world, a channeler who's able to listen and hear and feel and communicate with the ascended masters. And we combine all of my skills with this wonderful concrete, practical human being systems of science called esoteric numerology, and we we're just trying to bundle it all together with some astrology thrown in for good seasoning, if you will. And that is what I do for you. We have been talking about cycles of energy. Cycles of energy that enable us to work in rhythm with the universe. You know, the universe works in circles. It's not a square kind of thing. It works in circles. The orbits of the planets around the Earth around this, Pluto and Sagittarius, Pluto and the Moon, and whoever knows whatever else is out there astronomy-wise, is all going in some sort of circle. The universe works in a circle. Because the circle represents, and in numerology, the zero that we call a zero, frequently called a cipher, C-I-P-H-E-R, cipher in a lot of ancient books, is a circle. It's considered to be the God force. And so, know that our human being experiences is constantly going in circles, and don't we know that? That's how we feel sometimes. That old song that's out there. The life keeps going in cycles, cycles, cycles. The cycles that we experience as themes and issues in our life are called our personal years. They have to do with us personally. Us personally. Not our partners, not our kids, not our boss. Us. Me. You. You who are listening to me today. And these are called your personal years. In your current cycle. And Pythagoras, who gave us this work about 2,600-2,700 years ago, who studied with very ancient sound, S-O-U-N-D, sound vibrations of energy, who studied with the Hebrews, who studied with the Kabbalah of the Hebrews, in Judea, and traveled extensively through what today is Iraq and Iran and that entire Middle East, dealing with the wisdom givers of those genres. He and his students combined what we talk about when we visit each week of Western numerology. Now, when I do my big readings in private counseling for clients, I do not just use this system. I use many systems of number interpretations, of code interpretations, to give me a compatible understanding, zig and a zag every which way but loose, looking at you various, dissecting your personality and your issues, and with to give you information from all perspectives as to who you are, because you know, we get confused sometimes. We don't quite understand who we are, where we're going, what it's all about, Alfie. And I tell you, folks, this work will straighten you right out. Sure did me. It's going to show in your face in this moment of time, and as a very practical matter, any karma that you have, any issues that you're dealing with, and pretty much what to do all about it so we can get on with our lives. ElizabethSummers.com. Check that out. While you're there on that home page, think about signing up. Send me an email to subscribe to my free monthly 6-7 page newsletter on all sorts of tools and gifts, spiritual tools and gifts. It's called Little Bits of Numbers. And someday, when I'm in the right personal mood, I'll share with you where all that came from. So here we go with cycles, round and around and around. According to Pythagoras and his students, every human being, in its human being experience, goes in 9-year cycles. When you are born, you are not necessarily born in year 1 of your 9-year cycle. According to a very specific formula that I use, I'm able to figure out if you were born in year 5 of your 9-year cycle, year 2, year 7, year 8, year 9, whatever. And you finish that, and maybe you were born in year 4 of your 9-year cycle that was in rotation at that time that you decided as a soul to be born. And so then after 5 years, we're done with that one, and we go into year 1 of your new 9-year cycle. And in year 1, there are tremendous new beginnings, new start. Your family moves on. You're on to a new life or whatever. And we finish that 9-year cycle. We go into another one and another one and another one. On and on and on and on and on. Until we die. And we're all done and it's all over but shouting. So we're talking about the importance of knowing where you are now in your life. In your current year of your current 9-year cycle. I always say each year in the 9-year cycle is like 9 kids in a family. Each one has its own personality. Each one has its own gifts. Each one has its own issues that make the parents totally wacko. Each one has its own temperament. You know, folks, it's just like that. In each year of your 9-year cycle, and you finish one, you go on to the other one, and the other one has the same similar themes. Maybe with, you know, a little wrinkle here and there difference, but generally speaking, year 1 is year 1. Year 2 is year 2. The same basic issue. When you have your big reading with me, I'm also able to give you, which I really can't do because of like technical reasons, numerological technical reasons, I'm able to tell you in between the ages of 30 and 55, I'm able to tell you what is the general issue that your soul, because I'm an esoteric numerologer, I look at the soul journey. Between 30 and 55, as you're going through 9-year cycles over and over and over again, each 9-year cycle, intensely, between the ages of 30 and 55, have kind of a major umbrella theme that has taken your soul 9 years to deal with. Those are called pinnacles of success. They always end successfully. They can be not so terrific when you start out in year 1, 2, and 3, because anything that is out of balance in that 9-year cycle hits the fan, if you know what I mean, according to the over-umbrella issue theme in years 1, 2, and 3. And until you get it all straightened out, then we start to kind of bubble along. Then we start to move more towards the positive side. And these are called pinnacles of success. It's a totally separate formula that can be found in my multicolored workbook that's also on my website. You can figure out all your own numbers. You don't need me here. You can figure them all out from this workbook. But they are called pinnacles of success. You always land on your feet. Even though you are crushed and on your knees and bleeding from the wrist energetically in years 1, 2, 3, maybe even up to 5, but you always land on top of the heap, champagne bottle popping energetically, and these are called pinnacles of success, and I call them the hoop-de-doos because that's how they end up. Hoop-de-doo, we did it. According according to whatever issue, it has taken you 9 years to deal with the same issue. Is it a money issue? Is it a power issue? Is it a relationship issue? It is an issue that has to do with setting your boundaries and not being a victim. Is it an issue of standing on your own 2 feet? Blah, 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 blah. You will always land on your feet. And sometimes when people come to me and they're in the early stages and they are like metaphorically bleeding at the wrist, oh my God, my life is a mess. The wonderful work of esoteric numerology that I am a student of, always, always studying the ancients, helps you understand what's it all about, Alfie. You get it. You know what the issue is. Not everything is an issue. And then you are often flying like Big Bird. So today we're going to continue what we started talking about last week, which was the cycles, the 9-year cycles of our personal year. I'm not able to share with you because I don't know. It's very individual. What is your umbrella energy, your hoop-de-doo you're working through? Can't do it on radio here. That needs to be a... It's just a little complicated, that's why. But we are able to help you calculate out where, what year you are in your current 9-year cycle. What is the theme? What is the issue? And what am I supposed to do about it all in this moment of time? Now, in numerology, there are 2 schools of thought. 2 approaches to this issue. To make it easy for you, I'm going to teach you and work with you on the simplest form of the formula to determine what year you personally are in your 9-year cycle. There are 2 schools of thought. The formula, one has to do with a more mundane approach, which is what we're going to do today. The other one has to do with a deeper soul approach, which is what I do when I do my private readings. So on your pencil and paper, I want you to write the digits, not the words. I want you to write the digits for the month you were born. And then put a vertical line between that, and then the day you were born. And then, and we do not need to know today. Oh, don't work ahead. Don't work ahead. Stay with me. I do not want to know what year you were born. Not today. Some other day we'll work with that. We only want to know the month and the day you were born. If you were born in numbers, for instance, if you were born in December, the numbers for December are 1, 2. In numerology, we have to add. Addition. With very few exceptions, there are exceptions, but very few exceptions. I want you to, now that you have your numbers written down, you should have 2 sets of numbers. That's all right now. And if those numbers are double numbers, not a problem. Underneath those double numbers, add 1 and 2. Underneath, if you were born in December, 1 and 2, 12. Underneath the 12, put a 3, because 1 and 2 adds to 3. If you were born on a double number as far as your birthday goes, underneath it, put the single number that you add together. We want to work with single numbers. So now you have 1 single number added to another single number. Your month is added to your day. And now I want you to just add it to the number 9. We're talking about what year are you in 2007, when I add together 2007, it equals 27. We kind of compress it, as one of my students in my class used that word. I like that word. We compress 2007 to a 27, and we compress that to a 9. So you should have, right now, in front of you, the single digit of your birth month, the single digit of your birthday, and the number 9. I want you now, and it's okay to use your fingers and toes, to add together those 3 single numbers. You will probably, not always, but you will probably get another double number from adding those 3 together. That's okay. That's normal. And I want you to take those double numbers of your total and add them together to get that down to a single number, and you put a circle around it, and that circled number is your personal energy of experience for the year 2007. And here we go. Now, maybe this number isn't what I'm going to talk about today. Is it yours? Maybe it is your partner's. Maybe it's one of your children. Maybe it's your best friend. Maybe it is, I don't know, and it's been my experience that once people catch on to how this formula works, they start adding up everybody in the whole family. I get that. That's all right. This work generally applies to older children, close to 21 years of age, and adults. I do children's readings, but I do not use this formula in conjunction with children, little ones, because when we're talking about jobs and careers and moving to a new house and what have you, that shoe doesn't fit their foot, metaphorically. So let's just think in adult terms today, when I'm interpreting these numbers. Now, to review for you, last week we talked about the numbers 1 through 4 as your personal year. Pencil and paper in hand, here we go with some general characteristics. Just to review the numbers 1 through 4 as a personal year, and maybe this is where you are. Year 1, a time of new beginnings. And as I've told you, I'm a tarot card reader, an ancient tarot card interpreter. And the number 1 is the magician card. There's magic in year 1 of new beginnings, of new starts, of like planting seeds like a farmer. It is an Action Jackson year. It is a year of independence, and nobody's going to get your motor going except you, so just kick it into gear. It is not a partnership year. Year 2 is a year of teamwork, of cooperation, of relationships, of partnerships. Year 2 is kind of a mopey-dopey year. And when I'm comparing year 1 and year 2 together, I always use the comparison of Aesop's fable of the tortoise and the hare, the rabbit and the turtle. Year 1 is the rabbit, bang it, bang it, bang it, bang it, bang, all over the place, into this, into that, into something else, Action Jackson. Year 2 is the turtle. A little patience, Lord. I am coming. This great house on my back is slowing me down. Partnerships in year 2. Balance in year 2. It is a year of germinating the ideas that were instigated and started in year 1. The little seeds are growing their roots, metaphorically. Year 3, expansion. This is the Empress card. I love the Empress card. I can really relate to this girl. She loves bubbles, bangles, and beads. She loves the good life, expansion, singing, dancing, creativity, having to say your truth. Talk, 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 talk. Sometimes to the point of problems. Talk, talk, talk. Saying nothing. But still self-expression, creativity. Very active year. Traveling in a 3 year. Fun, 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 fun. Happy, 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 happy. Year three. Year four is the Emperor. The husband of the Empress, who all of a sudden is at his desk, calculator in hand, looking at all the credit card bills that the girl ran up in year three, and looks at the Empress. The Emperor looks at the Empress and says, "Girl, how are we going to pay for all this? How are we going to structure this? We have to get a little practical here." And year four is about focus, work, budget, health. Settle your buns down, girl. Let's get our wits about us in year four. Not a travel year, necessarily. You know, it doesn't mean you're not going to go to the beach somewhere or take off for a weekend vacation. No. But year four is your year of planning, planning, planning. That's what we talked about last week in great detail. So here we go now with new info, expanded info, and we are in year five. Let me out of here. I have had enough in year five, the attitude is. I have had enough of this disciplining that went on in year four. It's like taking your girdle off, girls. Or maybe boys, too, the way things are these days. This is a year of change, movement, freedom, accelerated growth. It is a year of personal transition. When you are in a time of change, the buzzword is change. And what are you going to change, folks? Well, because we have free will, our soul says, now look. You look back over the previous 4 years of your life in this current cycle, and you use your free will, and you decide what you want to keep, what you want to change. Is it a change in attitude, change in work, change in residence? Change in the direction of your whole life. Change is the buzzword connected to year five. And this is the year to travel. I'm telling you, you will physically feel so different in year five than you did in year four. It is a year of restlessness, of fidgetiness, of a lot of energy in your auric fields, in your etheric fields around you. And I cannot stress the importance of exercise, period. And I, you know, humbly say I'm one to talk, quite frankly. But I know personally that when it comes to exercise, and when you're under a year five, if you do not physically move your body, because the number five and the number seven are connected to the physical body. So we're talking about the physical body here. We're not talking about the emotional body. We're talking about the physical body. If you do not move, get out of that chair, get away from that television, and get out and move that physical body because of all the energy that is in your etherics, that energy will internalize and you will possibly come down sick because the energy is going inward because you have not moved your physical body to expend that energy going outward. So this is a restless year. It's a year of travel. And you may do it a lot. All of a sudden, this comes up. And the cool thing is that where you travel can be new places, new people, new situations that you've never gone to before. Because the number five is trying to broaden your perspective on life. It's trying to loosen you up, get you to think out of the box, to expand your attitude about situations that include different people, different situations, whatever. And deep in the subconscious, you're going to find that you are very curious. Curious George during year five. Curious about metaphysics. Curious about taking some courses in this kind of new thing that all of a sudden you're just curious about. Investigating some new subject. Now, in a year five, it does mean that you need to take some risks. And please, for Pete's sake, do not let that include gambling. Because this is your risk-taking year, a lot of people, and especially if they have the code 14-5 somewhere in the very important foundation numbers of who they are, they'll turn to gambling because they're adventurers this year. And they can lose their shirts. I think this is a year for you to consider some big changes in your life. And you know, Marital relations, marriage, goes in nine-year cycles also. And if you have been married for 5 years, it may not be your personal number. It may be the number of your marriage. So you can take the day you got married and the day you got married and add it to the number nine. And see what year your marriage or your permanent relationship is in. Or even the year that you were dating someone is in. And if it's in a five, there may be some changes that come this year. And more than any other year, this is a year that may be the time for you to move. For you to change jobs or careers. To try unconventional things that you've never tried before. Go skydiving. Go swim with the dolphins. Be that Christine Christopher Columbus that just takes the risks and believes in itself. And no, it's okay. You don't always have to win, but it's in the trying. You know, when I was in college, I had this professor who, if she said this one more time, I was going to slap that girl's face. But she would constantly say, effort is success with God. Effort is success with God. Interestingly enough, I find myself holding that thought in these years when you try and try and try. And the universe is just letting you do a little bit more trying before we all just get to the final point of it all. And I hear her voice. Effort is success with God. So try new things in your 5 year. It's a time to be curious. It's a time to investigate new things. It's okay. Just go for it. Now, in a 5 year, different from a 4 year, is a time when you really need to be prepared to enjoy your freedom. And there will be around you in your environment, in your lifestyle, kind of a less restrictive pace. You might have more money. You might have which should have occurred in a 4-year, you might have really paid off all your credit cards, the mortgage is caught up, the car payments are taken care of, we don't have a lot of this, that, and the other thing, and you have a little bit extra moolah to do some stuff with. That's good in a 5-year. I'm not going to rule that one out. Action Jackson is the phrase for a 5-year. Fairly major changes. Major is the key word that occurs in a 5-year, and it brings more excitement, and it brings more adventuresome spirit, and it brings a desire within you, a restlessness within you to change some existing conditions. Emotionally speaking, in a 5-year, you need to avoid resentment. You need to avoid resentment towards those that you feel to this point have stopped your progress. Be sure everything that you do is very constructive. Now, the major pitfalls of a 5-year is in scattering. You know, like in the summer, we see the dandelions, and before we see the yellow dandelions, there's those white dandelions that have the little puffy white little seeds that they're almost transparent, you know. And you pick them up and you blow them and all, and next thing you know, these little feathery things are flying all over the place. That's like a 5-year. That's the dandelion, the white dandelion, seed form bearing thing. You blow at it and it just like it's all over the place. That's the major pitfall of a 5-year. Scattering in so many directions without planning in advance, jumping to false conclusions, acting impulsively without forethought, and here we go, overindulging in food, in drugs, in sex, in gambling, in drinking, or any kind of abuses of the senses, because the number 5 is connected to the physical body and the senses. This is your year of change. Moderation, moderation, moderation. This is a year when, in a 5-year, it's a vacation year from your past limitations. The year of limitations was year 4. Now, in year 5, it can bring you exciting, hello, exciting new relationships. You will feel and be energetically. You don't even have to be trying. You are going to feel personally very magnetic, and your sex appeal is going to probably run very high. I mean, all of a sudden there's flirting going on and whistles going on and people being kind to you and whatever. It's like a perfume that you are giving off energetically. It's all right. And because of that, pregnancy. If you're a gal, pregnancy can be extremely possible during a 5-year, and especially if the double number of your 5-year is a 14-5. If your personal year that you've calculated out here is a 14-5 year, 14-5, among other interpretations, is called the active sexual principle. So if you want to become pregnant, this is the year. If you don't want to become pregnant, you know what to do. But that pregnancy, interestingly enough, also correlates to creative pregnancy. You may find, if your double number is a 14-5 year, you may find this year you are extremely creative as far as ideas go, communications go, marketing, publishing, using your voice. It can be, metaphorically speaking, also creative pregnancy, the birthing of new ideas, because 14.5 is the Hierophant. It's the inner teacher in tarot cards, but it is also the 14.5 is the Temperance card, which we talked about, sex and pregnancy and temperance, folks. But it is also the energy of the scribe, the writer, the communicator, if you will. Do not marry in haste this year. Do not. This is a very impulsive, impetuous vibration. A lot of times marriages that start in a 5 year under the heat of passion. This is your passion year. This is your lust year, energetically. Will not make it. Because the foundation was strictly sexual, impulsive, based on pregnancy, and had the wrong foundation. A 6 year is a better year for marriage. It doesn't mean you're not going to start up with some sweetie in a 5 year. That's not a problem. And the sexual magnetism will be like two magnets attached to each other. That's okay. Just wait till you get into a different energy, which is generally speaking a 6 year, to think about the possibility of marriage. So in a 5 year emphasizes freedom, the buzzword. Change, the buzzword. From what? Restrictions. Freedom from major commitments. Any kind of major commitments in a 5 year, like marriage, like the new job, like the new relationship, should be avoided as much as possible. Especially if there are romantic issues or financial matters involved. Because in a 5 year, your finances are going to go up and down and up and down. And if you are in a 14.5 year, it's going to ask the question as these finances are going up and down. It is resetting your value system connected to finances, to stuff. And a 14.5 year says, now, folks, look at this. Do you need this, or do you impulsively want this? Which is it? Need, want. Make a decision. If your year is a 23.5 year, you will most likely experience job change, career change. There could be a business man, an older man, or a very powerful female, or a very positive creative situation connected to travel, contracts, communication, marketing, or publishing. If your personal year, that double number that you got personally, if it is a 23, we're moving away from the pregnancy and the writing communication aspect. We're moving to a different interpretation. That's why the work that I do, I just don't interpret numbers 1 through 9. Oh, spare me. Oh, how mundane. Oh, how ho-hum. I also interpret the double numbers that correlate to the ancient tarot deck. And 23.5 is sitting in the suit, the theme, the issue found in the ancient tarot deck of information that's connected to work, career. The human being experience, 23.5, is the King of Wands. He's a businessman, a good guy. can have kind of a little aggressive, assertive temperament, the ancient Tarot interpretations assigns the King of Wands, this number 23-5, assigns it to a fire sign. His temperament is fiery, assertive, aggressive, action, which frequently is connected to the signs of Aries, Sagittarius, or Leo. So now if your 5 year that you are in is a 23-5, you're looking at your career. There can be some career changes, and they will be for the better. Take that risk. Go for it. 23-5 is a very good energy. The best way for you to take advantage of a 5 personal year is to keep an open mind. Now, depending upon what codes of information, of memories that I see in your birth certificate name, which tells me what you're bringing in here to this incarnation from other incarnations, open-mindedness might be a little chore for some of us. Get those gates of thought open. Think out of the box. Get rid of your fear. What's the worst that can happen? Huh? Be open-minded. Look into new, different people. New places that you haven't traveled before. In a 5 personal year, all forms of the arts, of writing, of lecturing, of sales, of advertising, of communication. Talky. That's not always communication, but it is prerequisite to communication. Are on the table in a 5 year. And know that this year for you can be a year for business promotions. Business promotions. And business expansion. It's a good thing. The number 5 personal year is positive for all forms of travel and exploration to places that are near where you live, and especially to far-off places. And they kind of offer you the opportunity to meet unusual people. Because remember, we're trying to be open-minded this year, to meet unusual people, to make some unique contacts. Be adventuresome. Don't be an Archie Bunker and be judgmental. Go for it. Variety and change are going to quell those feelings of restlessness. It's so hard when you are in a 5 year because you're just going to feel like one of those little jumping beans that we used to have when we were children. And maybe I'm showing my age here, folks. But they were those little capsules of I have no idea what was in them that we used to put in the palms of our hands as children. And the heat from the palms of our hands used to activate whatever was in those capsules. What was that stuff? And all of a sudden, next thing you know, this little capsule is jumping all over the place, all over the place, all over the place. That is what you will feel like energetically in your 5 year. Years ago, when I was writing for a newspaper connected to numerology and these numbers and these personal years and what have you, I could not get started at all writing about this number 5, and I sat in front of the what then was a typewriter. And I just sat there and I stared and stared. I had writer's block and I couldn't. And so I asked the angels to come in, especially Archangel Gabriel. She is the creative one. She is the one who helps with all types of writing and creativity and artistry and communication. And I asked Gabriel, I said, would you please come tell me how to start this article about the number five, and I began to see in my third eye, like a little daydreaming, you know, when you're daydreaming, you get this little scenario up in your head. I began to see and to remember this little jumping bean in my hand, and I intellectually thought, yes, that's kind of like the number five would be energetically interpreted, yes, uh-huh. And I, in all of my bodaciousness, began to argue telepathically with Archangel Gabriel about the fact that this was a stupid introduction to this article. And I calmly but firmly heard a voice in my head that said, just write it. All right, okay, fine. So I sat down and I started to bang out about this jumping bean and the number five and blah, blah, blah. And within 10 minutes after that introduction, I had whipped out the entire article. And off to the fax machine I was to send it to my publisher. And I just kind of heard this little angelic snickering from Gabriel saying, I told you so, girl. Just write it. The number five is your restless year. Your year of change, movement, and freedom. It is an exciting year. It is a year when the old order changes on somehow. Do not resist it. Let it go. Know that it is a year when maybe you want to move and expand and explore. I want you to investigate. Be Christine Christopher Columbus and do so. But caution, 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 moderation. Do I need this or do I just impulsively want this? I would love for you to go to my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Summers like the season. Send me an email. Tell me how you like the show. Do you have any questions about numerology? Is there something or a number that you would like me to talk about in our weekly visit to the magical world of numbers? I am here for you. On my homepage, on my website, in the lower left-hand corner, a little pink box talks to you about my newsletter on numerology and astrology and tarot and channeling and websites to consider, books to read, 6-7 pages. I tell you, folks, the girl does go on. It's free. Just send me an email from that contact page on my website. Say, sign me up. And you are in my database until you tell me, no more, I cannot stand all this information. Next week, we're going to continue our traveling through the 9-year cycles of life experience. We'll see what year you are in if you were not in year 5. Year 6 has a totally different theme, totally different makeup, totally different issue. I am delighted to be with you, and I'm so grateful that you're with me. And so until next time we visit in the magical world of numbers, know that I send you all who are listening, to you and your loved ones, and all of humanity, I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things. And thank you for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.